Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Masechet Shabbos. In Mishnah Daled, we continue discussing shiurim for the minimum shiur for carrying mid'oraisa. And again, this is the smallest useful amount of that thing, of that object, or of that material. Mishnah Daled begins with glue, devek. What is the smallest useful amount of glue? Enough to put at the end of a pole to catch birds, right? This is one of the ways they would catch birds. They would put glue on a pole or on a long branch, and then birds would kind of fly by and kind of land on that pole, and then they'd get stuck and they couldn't fly away. And there you go. Now you've captured a bird. Zephes vigofris, pitch or sulfur. Kdelasos nekev, enough to make a hole. What do you mean to make a hole? Well, they used to when they melted silver, the silversmith would melt silver, and then he would put it in a container to protect it, and I guess keep it over the heat and keep it molten, and then they would seal the cover of this small container with pitch or sulfur. But the seal had to be big enough that they could later puncture a small hole in the pitch so that they could pour out some of that silver. And so the seal, the amount of pitch that we're talking about, or sulfur, has to be enough to create a seal that is itself big enough to later be repunctured. Sha'ava, wax, k'delitein al pinekev katan, enough to cover a small hole, enough to plug the hole, basically made in a wine barrel. Wine barrels would be sealed up once they were finished being processed by the winemaker, and then they would be sold as whole barrels, either to wholesalers or in some cases to homemakers and homeowners. And when they wanted to start using the barrel, they would basically make a small hole in it, and then the wine would come out of the hole. But then when you were finished using the wine, you would want to plug that hole, and for that you would use wax. So the amount of wax that is enough to plug that wine barrel hole, that is the minimum amount of wax that is actually useful. Charsis is clay. So how much is the minimum amount of clay that's useful? Kedei lasos pi kor shel tzarfei zahav, enough to form the mouth of a gold refiner's oven. What do I mean, the mouth? Where the bellows is inserted. So there would be a kind of a mouth piece, I guess, a mouth section, like a hole that was formed out of clay, in or where they would put in the bellows so that the bellows could kind of oxygenate the fire and make it burn nice and hot. And so enough clay to make this area. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei lasos pitput. You don't need to make the mouth of the gold refiner's oven because it is that's a lot of clay. Or it's not a lot, but it's more than Rabbi Yehuda says you need. Rabbi Yehuda has a smaller shear. He says enough to fix one leg of the furnace. Okay, subin. The subin is bran. In our day, bran is eaten. But in the day of Chazal, bran was not eaten. That was considered garbage. Nobody would eat bread with bran in it or grain with bran in it unless they were like really, really, really poor. And so bran was basically not used as food. It was really used as an insulator. And so here, the measure of bran, the minimum amount of bran that you would be chayav on is kedei litein al pikur shel tzarfei zahav, enough to insulate the furnace of the gold refiners right near the bellows, right, where that mouth was. So they had that mouth that was made out of the clay, and the bellows is inserted into it, and they would put this bran around it to kind of keep the heat in. Finally, for our Mishnah, Sid, lime. Now, lime is a very caustic substance, and it was used for a bunch of different things, and we will see that there is a three-way machlokas about the smallest amount of lime that is useful. The Tanakhama says, "Kedei losud ketana shebabanos," enough to put on the pinky finger of a young girl. Now, in the times of the Mishnah, they would use lime as depilatory to remove hair, and so if there was a young girl who grew too much body hair, like on her arms or whatever, they would have it removed with lime, and they would put it on kind of one limb at a time to remove any body hair that was excess body hair. And so the smallest limb is the pinky finger, and so we're talking here about the smallest amount of lime that would be useful, according to the Tanakhama, is enough lime to put on the finger, the pinky finger of a young girl who needs her her body limed to remove her hair. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, you didn't just use lime for that. There's a smaller amount of lime that's useful, which is kedei lasos kilkul, because lime could also be used as hair gel. And so the lime could be used as hair gel, and you would use it to smooth down the hair at your temples. And so he says, kedei lasos kilkul, which means to smooth down the hair at your temples. Rabbi Nechemia says, no, there's even a smaller amount. Rabbi Nechemia omer, kedei lasos andipi. It's important to understand that in the time of, in ancient times, in the time of Chazal, but even quite a bit later as well, red or flushed skin was seen as a sign of health and vigor. So people, especially women, would put lime and other substances on their faces in order to redden them. So they would have nice red skin, which was considered a sign of health and vigor and was very attractive. Rabbi Nechemi says, "Kedei lasos andipi, enough to redden the forehead." So this is a relatively small amount of lime, but it was enough to kind of give a flush to the forehead, and that would be a sign of attractiveness. And so that is the smallest useful amount of lime, according to Rabbi Nechemiah.